Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. Here with a name you know. I feel like we talked to her, like, I don't know, 10 days ago. And now here we are after she had all that stuff she was talking about, keeping her ear intact and all that. As if we got Jordynne Grace. You saw her at NXT Battleground. You can see her every Thursday on TNA Impact, which is now also on the TNA Plus app. You're going to see her this weekend at Against All Odds. In, how do I pronounce it? Cicero? It's outside of Chicago.
Cicero Stadium.
There you go. By God. And also tapings this weekend. You've been up to some stuff. How you been?
I'm exhausted, to be honest.
I would imagine so. Where are you right now?
So I didn't sleep last night because I had to get my ears stitched. And then I had to go to the airport at like 3:30 in the morning. Right now I'm outside of San Francisco because I'm doing motion capture Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for the My Rise video game.
Ooh, what can you tell us about that?
I'm doing it this week. Today I played JC Jayne and Chelsea Green.
Now that sounds like something that I would like to witness. Is your best Chelsea
I was such
Green.
A good Chelsea Green. You should have seen me.
Oh my gosh.
I was so good. They made me laugh like Chelsea, and I was incredible at it. I was like, oh my God, you're so funny. I was good.
A little bit of a height discrepancy there between you two.
No, we're the exact same height.
Slightly. I will say this. My wife asked how tall you were yesterday, and it led to us measuring her, and she discovered she's an inch taller than she always thought she was. So, like, you're her favorite person now as a result of this.
Oh, my God. You know how hard it is? You know how hard it is being a 5'2 powerhouse, Sean? Like, it's hard.
Yeah, of course I do. That's what I've made my career off of. So, yes, I do. But yes, NXT Battleground. I heard wonderful things backstage from people in WWE, in NXT. one of those things that happened backstage was this skit with Shawn Michaels and Sexy Red. I would love to hear how that all came together.
I mean, I don't really know how it came together. They just came up to me and they were like, do you have time to film something with Sean and Sexy Red? And I was like, I don't care if I don't have time. Like, I'm going to make some time. We're doing it right now. And so actually, I have no idea if they released this or not. Did they release one of a Sexy and Sean together by themselves?
I don't think so.
All right. So I won't go into that. They filmed something by themselves first that I hope they release it because it's hilarious. But afterwards, they took us to like some weird kitchen area, and then the guy was just like, yeah, so we just have three lines for y'all to do. And we filmed it twice because the first time that I flexed, I like almost punched him in the face because I came up like super fast, and then they had us redo it. But yeah.
Did you get
like anticlimactic? It wasn't like super thought through. I actually pitched that we should do the one that they did with Triple H within the little girl, but they said we didn't have time. So
did you get like the follower bump from just being in a video with Sexy Red?
Yes. I've gotten so many followers in the past 2 weeks. It's crazy.
So last night, obviously fantastic appearance, fantastic match. How do you feel now that it's over? Cause a couple weeks ago, you and I were talking and I even joked with you. I'm like, no pressure besides, you know, the fact that these two companies have never really worked together for any extended period of time over 20 years, all that's on your shoulders, but nothing else.
I actually just talked to Denise in a different interview. And I said, like, I do think it was a strong performance, but I personally feel like I could do better. I feel like the WWE universe hasn't witnessed 100% what I can do yet.
And is that something that you're looking to run back? I know that there were like, three or four appearances on the table, and those had sort of culminated, but you also have this open challenge for this weekend, and everybody's speculating that it's going to be somebody from WWE.
So that's what I'm hoping, and I'm hoping that they send someone over and, you know, the WWE Universe tunes in and they can see what's really cooking over on TNA. I can do pile drivers over there. I'm just saying.
That's fair. Were there any limitations put on you over?
Yeah, you can't do no pile drivers.
Interesting.
Only certain people.
That's fair. But I mean, you've been at this. Gosh, how long have you been at it?
They don't know me like that. So that's fair. I gotta get some more like credibility under my belt first before I start, you know, busting out trapped arm pile drivers and stuff. I don't know.
So, like, what was the process there compared to what it's like in TNA going over a match, preparing for a match, and then feedback after a match? Because, like, listen, in TNA, like, it don't get much better in the wrestling world than Gail Kim, but you're still hearing from, you know, experts in this field.
It's a lot, and honestly, I don't want to get too deep into it because I don't know, like, you know, what other people say, but it's a lot because it's a lot more to remember. I'll say that because there's so many different cameras and they want you to do certain things to certain cameras. Like, there's literally all the cameras and there's two cameras in front of you, but you got to look at a specific one. And sometimes I'm just like, all right, I can't remember which one it is. So that's just something you have to get used to. They want you to, like, certain corners they want you to go into because there's, like, the jib cam that goes around. It's a lot to remember on top of what you also have to remember.
What did it mean to you to see John there, to see Gail there, to see Anthony and Ariel there as well? Like, a lot of these people... one of which you definitely expected to be there. I'm pretty sure that John let you know he was going, but also the support from top of TNA and Anthem.
So Gail, I didn't know that she was coming until like the day before because I just didn't know like how she felt about it. I told her that I wanted her to come, but, you know, I understand if, you know, she couldn't or she didn't feel comfortable. And I'm just really glad that she was able to come and support me. So that was really special to me because I feel like she probably put a lot of personal feelings aside to be there to see me. And the Impact executives, Anthony and Ariel.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Actually flew in and out the same day to come and see. So it was really cool. I'm grateful to have that kind of support.
And the thing is, like you mentioned how much that meant to you, like seeing Gail Kim at a WDB event meant a lot to a lot of people because she inspired an entire generation.
Yeah, it was funny because I don't think she knew that someone had taken a picture of her and posted it. I don't know if she wanted to be seen or not.
Sure.
I don't think she wanted to be seen on camera at all. But you know, fans are fans. So it's just funny because I saw a lot of memes about her and I was sending them to her and she was kind of cracking up. So
you lost your earring again.
Yep. I lost it. You want to see a close up? Can you see it?
Oh my God. We had the conversation a couple weeks ago. And you were like, oh, no big deal. I just popped that thing back in. Not so much now.
I should have knocked on wood because it was bad. Like it was ripped all the way through. And I'm really sad about it, actually.
So what we had heard was that they were like, should we get medical to check on it? And then they looked at you and they're like, looks like she's all right type of thing.
Yeah, so because they were like, oh, you're bleeding. Are you okay? And I was like, I'm fucking fine. Like, I was mad. I was mad and upset that it happened again. Like, I wasn't hurt. I wasn't trying to stop the match. I was just pissed off. And so I didn't even know there was, like, considerations to stop the match. Oh, I would have been livid. But, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they were planning on stopping it or just checking on you.
I
don't know if they had like a spare ear on deck or something. Like, you know,
I didn't know how bad it was until I got to the back and they were like, dang, it's all the way through. And I looked in the camera and I was like, man, that sucks. I saw it was like on her stocking again. Like, honestly, this makes me want to ban fishnets. Like, I don't feel like I should stop having to wear earrings. I feel like we should ban fishnets.
You know what? I agree with that. I remember like in MMA grappling days, people would wear like basketball shorts and you would get like a finger stuck in their pocket and it would rip out of your socket and all that stuff. I agree. It's more on the offender than the offendee here. So you know what? I got to side with you on that one.
Hashtag ban fishnets.
I agree. What was it like in the UFC Apex, by the way, which is something they had never done before? And
you know what the coolest thing was, actually? They have like a gym. So you can get like a full-on pump before you go out for your match.
You don't have to run over to Cesar Bononi's now.
Yeah, I don't have to use my bands. I was just in there like going to town doing a 200 curls before I went out there.
Well, you mentioned how Moose dropped a message to you. How many people have you heard from since then? Like, hey, what's going on? What's going on over here?
Moose was mad about me saying something about that, so I can't talk about Moose anymore in interviews. But yeah, I haven't really. I mean, some people have reached out and was like, "Oh, this would be really cool if you know," like basically just telling me like who they would want to wrestle, and I'm like, "Well, you know, you can't count out anything because this is proof of that. Like anything is possible in wrestling right now."
Oh, the Wesley thing seemed pretty heavy-handed the other night. And everybody's like, get the Rascals over there.
I agree with you.
Yeah, and I mean, I heard that WWE was open to using members of the Rascals again and stuff like that. That makes me happy. But this weekend, got a big TNA show. Got a lot of buzz going on right now about the open challenge, the mystery opponent. Do you foresee this going on past that, or do you think it is a well, okay, they saw how NXT Battleground worked, let's make sure assuming it's somebody from WWE, we'll assume that it is. Do you think you got to get past this one too before they sort of reassess things?
You know, that's a good question. I think this one is important too, but I think the one there, like in front of their faces, was probably the most important one, and I think that I did well enough that we're gonna continue on with it. And there's so many cool things that could happen, like you just said, the Rascal stuff. I feel like that would be like such a natural lead in, right? And just off the top of my head, I know this is completely like off the wall, but I really want to see like Nia versus Jessica Havoc, like
yeah.
I feel like that's such a cool matchup. Those are two girls that you don't like. They have the same style, the same body type, and I feel like you wouldn't see that anywhere else.
Well, now we got to see you and your twin Chelsea Green team up.
Oh my god!
Like
I want to wrestle with Chelsea again. I love wrestling her.
She just does all your moves. You do all her moves. Like that seems like
my leg is not long enough to do the Rough Rider, bro.
You could do it. I feel like you could do it. I feel like you've got it. You got enough explosion. You were telling me you wanted to like crush watermelons with your legs and stuff at one point.
Yeah, but that's not happening. My hips can't do that, bro. They're not strong enough.
My God. Also, this weekend on Against All Odds, you got Mustafa Ali, Trent Seven, The System against the Nemeth Brothers, Moose, Broken Matt Hardy, Macklin and Santana, a team I've really liked that have gotten together based on their common ground, and the Rascals, Eric Young and Josh Alexander against ABC, Sami Callihan, Jonathan Gresham. Outside of Sami Callihan versus Jonathan Gresham, what match are you looking forward to the most on Against All Odds?
Mine, my open challenge. But I'm also looking forward to seeing Macklin and Santana. I love that Santana's back. I think he's one of the best wrestlers, and I think like he has obviously such a passion for it to come back to TNA from AEW. And I feel like, you know, some people after AEW they sit on the sidelines for so long, it just lights a fire under them, right? And I feel like you can kind of see that.
And I feel like Steve Macklin is a wrestling genius and will probably be one of the more influential like producers agents when he's done wrestling as well. We encourage everybody check out TNA this weekend. You can also watch their show every week on Access as well as TNA Plus. Jordan Grace, I know you got a busy schedule, so I want to thank you for taking some time out to check us out and join us rather while you're you know emulating JC Jane and ripping your ear off and going to NXT and going to TNA and making people fly across the country for you. You're a busy woman.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get it in.
Guys, until next time, we're out.
Bye.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio.
See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.